Blog Talk Radio.
She's Raising the Bar, Blog Talk Radio, special show today. Special show today. It's a holiday show. Yep. Yep. If you're wondering, hey, it's Monday. Why are the girls on the air on a Monday when they're scheduled for Wednesday? Let me tell you why.
Why not?
Why not is true, Elite Ziegelman, but we are, this is a special holiday show, and we wanted to, first of all, we want to wish.
Special guest.
We want to wish all our friends and my lovely Lee Ziegman celebrating Happy Hanukkah, Festival of Lights. We want to, that's ushering the holiday season in. So we want to wish everybody all the blessings of the holiday and peace to all mankind, all
just peace.
But you know what? Not mankind. Everything that is living.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make this world a better place for everything and every soul that is on. And so we're having a special holiday show because this is a time of year where
it's magical.
It's magical, but in addition to the magic, it causes a lot of anxiety for a lot of people who are worried about sensible eating if they are dieting. This is the time of year where there can be a lot of chaos.
No, they ain't sensible eating.
But no,
you know why? Because they're thinking of all the stress of money that they don't have, and they eat it away.
Okay, it could be that.
Yes.
It could be that.
All the money they got to spend.
This is the time of year where if people are trying to lose some weight, trying to, you know, for New Year's resolution, think about making their body a temple, eating a little bit more healthy, and this is a time of year that, like, really throws a monkey wrench into all of that healthy thought process.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's why they start January.
Who better to have on the show than fitness legend Tammy Lee Webb? Who better than to have her on? Yeah. There's no better person to govern and navigate the pathway to a healthy diet this time of year. It really does become, it creates more anxiety than I think, you know, our philosophy is if you eat sensibly 90% of the time, this time of year should not be as chaotic as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what, you just say, okay, look, I'm going to go back to eating.
Well, I think you're missing the most important part, exercise.
Oh, but I'm just saying, that's part of your fabric.
A lot of people, let me tell you something. The people that usually exercise every day have a fabric of eating sensibly. It usually goes hand in hand with them. Some people not, because I've met plenty of them.
Yeah.
But mostly, I would say 75% of them do. If they go to the gym every day and they work out or just work out at home, whatever, they're sensibly in 80% of their eating.
And you know something, Lee Ziegelman? I did not introduce you, so everybody's like, "Who is this person?" I'm going to explain who the cast of characters are in this two-character play. Sitting to my left and always to very close to my heart, the lovely Lee Ziegelman. Yeah.
Thank you.
Your turn, darling.
Oh.
Go ahead. Introduce me. Come on.
The most lovable,
okay,
likable, charming, beautiful, inside and out.
Oh, no. I didn't expect that.
The Lori Towers.
Wow. You know, I didn't give you that. I didn't give you that. Okay, well, that's, well, thank you, darling. And this is a show where, again, the holidays, we have to keep in, you know, we have to be fair. As much as I love holidays, and a lot of people, they're very difficult for a lot of people. And I love the holidays. You don't think I do? I love the holidays, but it's hard for a lot of people for a lot of varying reasons. So,
but mostly for people that they like it the most. So,
well, no, but I'm just saying this time of year,
yeah,
as people go to holiday parties and people like decide after Thanksgiving I'm going to lose 5 pounds, I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's diabolic. It's a very tough time of year to keep all that in check. And this is where gyms do their biggest business, because you're banking on those New Year's resolutions of, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, I'm going to do this. So you get everybody in, and people usually come in the first couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden, they're
out. Mm-hmm.
So this is where we need to.
That's where gym memberships make a lot of money.
Well, that's what, and I'm not, look, my attorneys tell me, don't say anything that's going to get you in trouble. And I'm not saying that we are saying that gyms are out to get you. And
no.
And are trying to.
That's people's choice. They're there to.
You, right.
That's their job, to sign you up.
It's really up to us to say, you know what, I'm going to make.
Comes
healthy,
down to discipline.
Healthy
discipline.
A part of my
discipline,
life.
Discipline.
Discipline.
Discipline. And every facet of life is discipline.
Everything in moderation is always,
yes,
been my thing.
But it's discipline to go back into where you were.
So, Elite Ziegelman, you are going to an office party,
uh-huh,
and you're saying to yourself,
I'm not bringing me my bag of almonds.
All right, you know what? See, shame on you for bringing that up, because that was something I said in good faith many years ago, and it's come back to haunt me.
Nobody's bringing a bag of almonds with them to a holiday party.
I
just
would.
A snack before they eat.
You know what? I would.
And okay.
That's just, but you know what?
So if I'm going to a holiday party, what are you asking me?
I'm not. Now I don't feel safe with you, so I'm not asking you anything. I am going to turn to fitness legend Tammy Lee Webb.
Yes, let's bring her on before we start fighting.
I feel safe with her. She'll tell us.
Welcome.
Tammy Lee Webb.
Hi, ladies.
How
happy
are you?
Happy Hanukkah. I so
thank
enjoy
you,
listening
darling.
To
happy
you.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for inviting me again.
Oh,
it's always our pleasure.
Always.
Always our pleasure.
Well, since I don't feel safe with Elite at this point anymore.
No, here we go.
I'm going to ask you, this is a time of year where there is diet chaos. People just, with all the best intentions, embark on some sort of, look, you know, I gained 5 pounds for Thanksgiving, and now is the time for me to think about New Year's resolutions, being a better me, being a healthier me, having some sort of holiday challenge, and it just goes kablooey.
Yeah.
And you're laughing. You know exactly.
No. But how do you deal with that?
Well,
what?
Sure. I mean, yeah. I'm human too, and I would have to say that I'm one of those people where I love pumpkin pie, but I only have pumpkin pie during Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Really?
So it's not something that I order or make. If it's Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to have pumpkin pie. If it's Christmas,
sure,
I'm going to have pumpkin pie. I'm also, so I'm kind of like a holiday freebie. So whenever it's a holiday, I allow my, now I'm not saying that I don't allow it any other times, but those are the days that it's like, oh, I can't wait, because if I want to sit down with a whole pumpkin pie, I'm going to do that. Now, granted, I can't eat a whole one, but in a few days, I probably could.
Yeah, of course.
And people, this is not the time of the year to start worrying about your diet during the holidays. Because on an average, people will gain 7 to 10 and some even more than that through the holidays.
That much.
So I always tell my students when I'm teaching class, we do this thing called the holiday workout, which I'm going to share with you all.
Good.
But I tell them, look, on that day of Thanksgiving or Christmas, don't don't judge. Just enjoy. Yeah. That one day, it's one day. Now, if you're eating like that every single day, that can be contributing to your weight gain.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
One day, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. But it's those in-between things. How many parties? At least, what, don't you have a party coming up? Don't we all have parties coming up?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So some of the things that I share with my people is that, okay, so you're going to go to this party. If you're really trying to watch what you're eating, is that then kind of feed yourself before you go out.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the healthy stuff that you need and want for your body, because once you get there, most likely your body's already like, I'm already satisfied.
Right.
I don't really need that. So when it comes to drinking alcohol, I always tell people, if you're going to drink, I can't imagine people wanting to have more than two glasses of something.
Yeah,
that to me is that's a bit much. Seriously, if you're in an office party or a friend's party, I mean, why let yourself go?
Yeah.
But you want to have a glass of water in between.
Yeah,
and you're going to have that glass of water in a pretty glass, maybe it's in the cocktail glass that you're drinking, and have some lime in it or a twist of lemon or something in it to make it look festive, and you're sipping on it and taking your time so that you're hydrating.
Sure.
Because whenever you're drinking alcohol, you are
dehydrating
your body.
Yeah.
So you need to make that up. So I would say have that glass of wine and then have a glass or two of water before you have the second glass, if that's what you're going to have.
Yeah. And, you know, I think people feel there's this pressure to enjoy, and I mean that in a very loose tense. It's just you don't want to not drink. You don't want to, and there's this pressure of, well, I don't want to seem like this, I don't want to seem like that. But I always think if you allow that party, whatever time it falls on in your week, to be your cheat day, to be the day where you're not responsible, because I don't like the word diet. If it's a day that you're not responsible and you say, hey, you know what, I'm going to have extra this, extra that, but the rest of the week I'm going to be clean. I think that's kind of the best way to look at it. It's realistic.
What you're talking about is the deposits and withdrawals.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it's kind of what Weight Watchers does. So you have so many points. So if you think about it as, here are my deposits and here are my withdrawals. So I've got this party coming up, and so for this week, Monday through Thursday, I'm really going to be healthy to myself. I'm going to feed my body all the good, healthy stuff that it needs, because come that Friday night, I'm going to enjoy myself.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And there's ways of having drinks that are made with different ways of making it. For instance, let's say that you're going to have a cocktail and it requires cranberry. Ask if they have organic cranberry juice instead of the cranberry juice cocktail with all the sugar, or the pomegranate juice, as long as it's organic. And then, you know, there's so many wines out there today that you can drink that is not full of all the sugars.
Go ahead.
Pinot Grigio, Pinot Noir, those are probably the lowest calorie ones.
White Zinfandel? Because that's my favorite. What's a White Zinfandel? Is that low? Where is that on the charts, Tammy Lee?
It's a little bit higher than the Grigio or
because there's more
sugar.
Or the a drier Sauvignon Blanc. That is always good. Now, one of the things, I know the people that are wine lovers are just going to cringe when I say this, but if I'm drinking a white wine, I sometimes will add ice to it.
Oh, Ali just dropped.
Okay,
that's
so
watering it down.
Wow. Okay, but wait a minute. I know.
You're
so
just
wine lover. Yes, I'm expanding it. So let's say I have a glass of wine, and now I'm going on my second glass, and somebody, you know, is like, So what I do is sometimes I'll ask for a glass of ice and my glass of wine.
Right.
And then I...
You'll
so
add it
what
in.
I'm, yes, because I'm still enjoying it. I still
right.
have somewhat of a taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't really taste great with red wine. And at least, you know what? I'm have Italian blood in me.
There you
we
go.
Were raised with
good.
A little red wine with meals, you know.
That's right.
I get it. But it is... I'm just trying to give you hints,
yeah.
things that can help you a little bit if that's what you're worried about. But again, if you're being good those 3 or 4 days prior to going to this party, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
just enjoy it.
Just enjoy it.
And, you know, I was doing some research because I knew this show was coming up. And I'm just looking at the physical things that you can do at a party that would make a difference in, you know, how you
act.
Know,
but you're going to work out at the party?
No. Listen to me, Ellie. just do the sound effects. It says stand in arm's length
of the food.
Right.
Yes. They always say get up from the
right.
table.
No, but the thing is, if you're right over the chips and the dips, there is a
tendency
to
reach
right.
over and grab
so
it.
So if you stay, like, just like when, I remember my mother used to say, may her soul rest in peace, don't go shopping when you're hungry.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're standing away from everything that's wonderful, that you're probably less inclined
mm-hmm.
to because you're talking to somebody, and you probably don't want to seem like, you know, molto di fame, as we
right.
say in Italian, and just reaching for the food. So that's another good way of, I think, physically navigating the situation.
Yeah, so eating before you go out, filling
mm-hmm.
yourself up with good stuff, being not in arm's length, talking.
Right.
Talk more. If you're talking, you can't eat.
Yeah, you get
I mean,
full
I guess
there.
You can, but that's, yeah, if you're telling stories and you're talking, you're socializing, you're going to drink before
yeah.
you actually put food in your mouth.
That's right. exactly right.
So that's why that water is
don't
important.
Don't eat and get
drink.
Drunk, you're saying.
Tammy Lee is saying that. Tammy Lee
right.
is not endorsing that.
No, but there's other ways. Like, I have a friend that is, I wouldn't say she's true vegan, but she's vegetarian vegan. But she makes the most amazing baking goods because I will be the first to admit I love chocolate, I love cookies, I love cake. And she makes the most amazing vegan cakes and cookies, and she will substitute things. Like, you don't realize that you can substitute applesauce, and
yes.
raw honey, and dates,
yes.
and coconut, maple syrup, cinnamon, agave over straight white sugar.
Wow.
There's so many ways to bake your goods and have it where, okay, it's, if you're going to have it a healthier way.
You know, I pretty much am a vegetarian. I just, I mean, and not for health reasons because I love animals.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, because if I eat something, I'm picturing the face and I'm picturing the fact that I can interact with it and it loves and it has children, blah, blah, blah. It's very hard this time of year to be a vegetarian. I mean, other than fish, because, you know, if it's, you have the cobbler's cell, you have the turkey, you have the ham. It's really hard. I don't know how, I mean, true vegans do it this time of year because it's
well,
just,
they know to have their
have
beans
the
and they
have
the rices
dishes.
And all that, and they have all those complete proteins around them.
Yeah.
They, all those, you know,
yeah.
Legumes they have.
It's or, you know, look, if you're lucky enough to find somebody who's hosting a party and there's tofu available.
Well, that too, right.
But it's
rare.
Not, yeah,
very
it's
rare.
It's not that obvious.
Yeah, it's being prepared to. I mean, the if you're a true vegan or vegetarian, you already have set recipes and,
exactly.
and favorite
yep.
dishes. So you know what to purchase. So
right.
I am a perfect example of this. So I was raised on a farm. We had, you know, steak, chicken, pig, beef, whatever you wanted, we had.
Right.
And as I got older, I cut out beef
uh-huh.
and pretty much just had fish and chicken. And
yeah.
then I went back to some beef, but I have it on rare occasion.
Yeah.
And again, it's kind of like that holiday. It's a holiday, and this is what I'm going to have.
Right.
So what we do, we don't cook a turkey on Thanksgiving week. Where I live, there's a place, and everybody comes to get this tri-tip, and they call it Cardiff Crack because it's in the city of Cardiff, and they call it Cardiff Crack because it is so good, and it truly
what
is. It's tri-tip.
Oh,
it's
well, what's tri-tip? Explain that to me.
Tri-tip is a part of the beef where it's a tender. It's not like a steak. It's pretty tender. That's all I know how to explain it. I'm sure somebody can explain it better than me.
Do you have that instead of turkey?
Yes, we don't have turkey. We have that. But that's when, and the only other times we have it would be Christmas. That's what we have on Christmas and not turkey.
Sure.
If we're having a special dinner and we know that people really like beef, we will go and get that because it's special. But it's not something that I have every week. Sometimes I don't have it at all for a month.
No, right.
But they're special occasions. And, but going back to what I was talking about in being a vegan or a vegetarian, I've noticed as I've gotten older, my digestive system has really, really changed, and especially since I had two major surgeries last year.
Yeah.
So my body is
not processing right.
Right. And it's full of, toxins, and I'm still trying to work with my body because I have no ovaries now. I have no help. It's like, okay, now I know how to be healthy and be fit. And this is why I never judge people on the external. My whole philosophy about fitness has never changed, and that is health and fitness really begins on the inside. It's inside out. It's all about the internal organs.
Yeah. Amen.
But we don't walk around, like I've said in the past, unzip your body, take a look, and nobody's going, wow, look at that liver.
Yeah.
Looks great. Hey,
pretty.
How about that heart,
how did you get
right?
that? What doctor
do
you
exactly.
use?
Exactly. But instead, they go, wow, what great thighs, what great washboard abs.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that is a part of it. When you're younger, as we age,
yeah,
I heard this on a podcast the other day, and I loved it. It said, if you are relying totally on your external, either your body or your looks, get ready.
Yeah.
That's going to change. Everything changes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's way more than that. So even though I'm still working with my body on learning what my body's needs are right now and being 15 pounds over what I would prefer to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much about I want to lose 15 pounds. It's I want to get in tune with my body again and learn what my digestive system needs and what it needs more, less animal protein.
Mm-hmm.
So the animal protein if I have it, is only 5%. So my girlfriend, who's really good at cooking vegetarian, I've enlisted her to come over and show me and help me so that I can make my own meals. Because I'm very basic. Like, I can roast vegetables. I can throw them on the grill. I can do things like that. But incorporating the protein. So, for instance, like breakfast this morning was Dave's toast. And I put a little bit of mayonnaise on it. I don't know why I love mayonnaise, but I love mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And then I put my avocado, and then I sprinkle hemp seed over it with garlic pepper.
Mm-hmm. But that sounds delicious.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And where the other morning I make a oatmeal, and I put a little bit of syrup in it, some cinnamon, nutmeg. All of that, just I cook it. I cook it right in there, and then I'll add a little bit of almond butter and my blueberries, and it's so delicious and filling.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not veggies. I mean, I've got to learn more dishes so that I don't get bored. It's when you get bored, you go back to old habits.
Yeah.
And it's those habits that we need to try and break.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's funny because, again, I was never very romantic about food. Food for me is something that I just fill the spot. I don't care. If I'm having a meal and it's a good meal, I'm happy, but I don't really think about it. So breakfast for me, breakfast is my biggest meal, and I'll have, like, salmon or something protein. But the rest of the day, and Lee could even say it, I'm not thinking about it. If I have a protein drink or something, I try to get the protein in, but I don't.
Lori doesn't eat enough for herself.
I don't eat enough.
I just have to tell you that. I mean, she's a healthy eater, but she doesn't eat enough.
I don't. Food is not the first thing on my mind. And that can work against you, too,
if you're not eating enough.
Only because she just doesn't think about it.
Yeah.
She says she's not human, Tammy Lee.
Oh, stop it.
She's superwoman. I know. I knew that about
her.
Yes,
she is.
Fresh.
Yeah. So, you know, our liver is our number one fat-burning organ. And we need to keep our liver kind of clean. And so by having warm water with lemon first thing in the morning with a little cinnamon, it cleanses that.
Yeah.
So if you can start your morning with a glass of warm water, some fresh squeezed lemon, there's times even through the day I feel like having something hot, but I don't want tea and I don't want coffee. Coffee, I'm usually just a one cup morning girl.
That's it,
coffee
really?
After my lemon. Yeah. Unless I'm doing something where all of a sudden I feel like I smell coffee and then I want a cup of coffee.
Yeah, you always desire
oh
it then.
My God.
But I went down
yeah,
to two
what
cups
you
a day.
Smell.
Well, coffee, I have to say something. I'm down to one cup a day. But the smell of coffee brewing in the morning
is the best thing.
I'm sorry.
Even
isn't
the smell
it?
Just
absolutely,
wakes you up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but there's nothing better than the first cup of coffee.
No.
Like, I try and have a second cup, and honestly, I never finish it because it's not the same.
Nope.
It's never the same.
Nope.
So cleanse the liver. Get moving so that it has reasons to burn our fat. You don't want a fatty liver. And that goes back to being knowledgeable and concerned about your internal organs.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we.
Well, let me ask you something. Could I just ask her a question?
You go.
How is it for the consumer to be knowledgeable with so many different things that they tell people to do? Some are yes and some are no, but most of it is so false. So how do you compete against that? Because I'm sure your clients come back and say, you know, I heard drinking a glass of wine before bed is like working out a day in the gym. It just doesn't make sense. So that's what I debate that every day with myself, with my clients, because they're so misinformed and they just don't believe us.
That's a great question. Well, so what do you tell them?
I tell them the truth. I said, you're misinformed.
Yeah.
It's just not the truth. Can you please listen to what I do? I mean, I usually want to be a palate for them, and I'm, you know, and they believe me. But it's just so hard these days. And I was just telling Lori, I'm about to give up the fitness industry because it's just so hard. It's a very hard field to get across to people.
Well, yeah, because it's not like the old days. And I'm learning that myself, is I realize that Google University, everybody goes to Google, and there's a million things that pop up. And whoever's paying the Google ads are getting the first to pop up.
Of course.
Which most consumers don't understand that. So when they go to find something that is related, let's say, with fitness, and they see somebody, I see this time and time again, and I've even had clients like this, they look the part, they look healthy, they look fit, they're giving all this information, they have millions of followers, and
but they're nobody.
I'm like, well, it's what they are is they are the image behind
that's
what they're
right.
posting.
Exactly. So they're using all this information because they look that way.
Yes, because they look that way, and people get caught up in that. So a lot of times, like I always say, I don't want you following me or listening to me because you want to look like me, because that's that's not a reason. It's right. whatever is resonating with you. It's having a sense of this feels right. So going back to your question is that, yes, there's a lot of information out there. Keeping in mind, not every exercise, not every food, not every diet mm-hmm. is going to resonate with somebody. So what works for one isn't going to work for somebody else. So you have to take responsibility and finding out for yourself what works. Mm-hmm. So for instance, for somebody that can eat animal protein and they're saying, oh man, just you got to have your proteins, go ketos and this is the way to lose the weight. And there's thousands that
can
do that.
The Atkins diet. You know, I've done
the Atkins
diet and I lost so much weight so quickly. Well, of course you did, but then you gained double back.
You know, but my theory is you could lose weight in a coma. That's not going to say that it's healthy.
Right.
And that's
it's
really
just,
what people need
it's
to say.
So much information that's so misinformed because it's always the quick fix that takes over. And people always focus on the quick fix. They don't want to listen to it for the rest of their lives. It's just something.
And it's even worse now because of Insta-fake and fake book. Because it's so, the majority of what you're getting on there is fake. So you've got to do your homework.
Yeah.
You've got to find out what really makes this person an authority on sharing this information. Mm. And a lot of times, it's the same in the music industry. If they find somebody that looks the part, they can tweak everything in the studio to make them sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
If they can look good and they can move and dance, then they've got it's a package deal.
Yep.
It's a package thing. It's not, and it's the same with fitness. So you're looking at this person, you're going, well, wow, they look great and they must know what they're doing. But the consumer doesn't know that, I'm sorry, this person has gone to how many people to get the information that he or she needed to put out there, or they label themselves as a celebrity. I'm a celebrity from wherever, and because they're a celebrity, well, celebrity of what?
Yeah.
So
It's
just you've got to do your homework and find out what works for me. So I have a challenge going on right now. It's a holiday challenge.
That's right. Tell us about
that. One is I put out which I do each year. It's the holiday workout, which I ask you to do every single day. And every week I add a new workout or a new exercise to it. And then I ask you to do it every day. When you first start out, it only takes 2 minutes. By the time we're done with it, it'll take maybe 6 to 7 minutes, and everybody has 6 or 7 minutes.
Okay, of course.
And then I did a clothes challenge where you pay $20, and half of that goes into a pot, and whoever's able to maintain or lose weight between, it was started 2 weeks ago, and New Year's wins the pot. And it's encouraging them to stay mindful of what you're doing with your body, what you're putting in your body. So there's a lot of traveling going on during the holidays. So if you're traveling, guess what? Do not leave home without it. And I'm not talking about the American Express. I'm talking about your workout gear. So if you're traveling, take your workout gear. Don't forget your tights and your running shoes or whatever it is that you're doing. And as far as equipment, you know me, I always travel with rubber bands or tubing.
Yeah.
A jump rope is an easy one to throw in your bag. And you don't always need that. You can always do exercises using your own body weight. But the key thing is do it. Do it. You got to use it, because if you don't, we know what happens.
I always say you got to move your body. If you want to stay alive, you got to move the body.
When people travel, they will never, and I have nothing against dentists, but they will never forget their toothbrush, because we're taught since we're born, if you don't brush your teeth 3 times a day, something's going to happen, We use our bodies more, and we treat our bodies more incorrectly than we treat our teeth. And yes.
Yeah.
We know. Well, put the time aside for four. I brush my teeth 4 times a day. Most people will do the same thing, and they don't cherish their body the same way they cherish their teeth. And I don't get that.
Right.
I don't get that.
Right.
It has
no,
to be instilled in you, though. It has to be instilled in you at a young age. You know, it's very hard to motivate a woman that started at the age of 40 unless she really is thin to start with.
Okay.
I'm just being very honest here because I've been in the
that?
Fitness.
Okay.
I'm not finished yet.
Okay, good.
It's a woman that starts in her 40s and she's not overweight and she's not underweight. She's just right. She's very flabby because she's never worked out.
Okay.
But then she sees the hard work that has to be done. You have to keep working out. You got to do the cardio. And then she has to take care of her family. And then she has to go to work. And then she has to do this. They fall off the wagon very quickly at the age of 40 and up.
Mm.
I've started when I was 25, okay?
Mm.
And I haven't stopped since then. I'm 55 now. So it's instilled in us, same as you, Lori, and same as you, Tammy Lee. It's instilled with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we started
yeah.
very young. And I think if you start very young, and you see what it does to you and how it makes you feel, you stick to it. To start at
yeah.
40 is very hard for the average woman. I'm telling you, it's very hard.
I don't know. I'm just going to say I don't know for one reason. Because, you know, it really depends on where the person is at the time. And I'm thinking that a person that's moving towards their midpoint in life might be thinking a little bit more with clarity as to, you know, look, when we're 20, we're never going to die. We're always going to be here, always going to be healthy. But as we age, you start thinking, you start burying your parents, you start burying your peers sometimes, and you start thinking with more clarity as far as
health-wise.
Right.
But, again, you're thinking clarity, but
know.
You're not in that disciplined area because you think I have to work out now because look at my parents. Look
what,
how they
what
passed
do you, how do you
I don't think that's going to work.
Me,
tell
like,
me,
you,
what's your
yes.
feedback on that?
Well, it goes back to internal health.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all taken flights, and they tell you you will put on your mask before you put on your child's mask.
Yes.
It's something that's
you
to happen.
You must take care of yourself before you help a child.
Yes.
I like
because you
quote.
Cannot
okay.
help them until you
until
help
you
yourself.
Until you help yourself, yes.
And that happens a lot with women because we are the caretakers. We take care of our
yes.
family. And,
mm-hmm.
and so we're always doing for our family and for others, and then we put ourselves on the back
mm-hmm.
burner.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
that just cannot happen. And I think as we get older, we see that, and like you said, we start seeing our peers or our parents
mm-hmm.
getting
mm-hmm.
ill, and it's like, wow, I need to take care of myself
yeah.
in order to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm writing an e-book that
oh.
is ageless. It's called Ageless Through the Decades.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And it covers... Thank you. It covers the 40s, 50s, and 60s and plus. And it's kind of an overview of what goes on when you approach your 40s and mid-40s and then your 50s and mid-50s and 60s and all the things that start to change in our bodies, which are natural.
Yes.
And then the things that can help with those changes. But what to kind of expect and how your workouts might change as well as your diet. So I talk about all of those, but at the end of the day, the key components to being ageless with each decade is how you treat yourself before each decade.
Thank you.
So
and that was the point I was trying to just say. You just
yes.
bing, 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 you win, Tammy Lee.
Yes. Yeah. So
that's exactly right.
If you are in your 20s or your 30s and you think you're, you know, indestructible, I can do
invincible.
This and that. And yes, we can because our bodies are still young. And, you know, I crack up when people are like, oh, look, I just had a baby and that was 4 weeks ago and I'm back into my bikini. I'm like, yeah, you're 25.
Exactly.
You know,
your body changes.
Taking considerations, your body's going to change. So do not.
Yep.
I just, I have to, I just, I, I want to say to these young people, and I'm not against it. I'm all about helping others feel good in their bodies. But what you're saying, like I did it too in the past. Oh, this is what I eat. This is because people want to know what is it that you're eating. What are you doing? And this is what works for me, but this may not work for you, based on which decade you're at and where your body's at and what your body's gone through.
Yep.
But it's how you treat yourself physically, mentally, emotionally. All of those bodies that we have, and it's not just the physical. It's a spiritual. It's an emotional. It's how you speak to yourself in your head. And if you take care of yourself with each decade, that's why when people go, wow, you don't look your age. I'm not talking about me personally, but we've seen people like that. And if you ask what they're doing, a lot of it is good genetics, but they're also taking care of themselves. They're exercising. They're eating properly. Mm-hmm. They're doing meditation. They're taking all of those components and paying attention to them, which helps them look and feel better. So I think I've said this to you girls in the past, but I love saying this in my workshops. I always ask, when you look good, do you feel good, or is it when you feel good, you look good?
Yeah. It's like nature nurture.
It comes from inside out and always will.
Yeah. So one is external and the other is internal.
Mm-hmm.
And not that one is better than the other, but as you get older, I'm like, God, if I feel good today, I feel like I look better.
You hold the feeling on the outside.
Well,
yes.
That's the whole thing with self-confidence.
But if I'm only going to be looking at myself in a physical ability, and I look in the mirror and go, oh, my gosh, I see those 15 pounds, I'm never going to have a great day.
Yeah.
So I don't focus on that. I
no.
focus on how do I feel today?
Mm-hmm.
How do I feel? And don't you feel better when you, one, you take care of yourself, and two, you do something for others?
Of course, definitely. And that, again, Tammy Lee, comes with age. That does not get processed in your head when you're 25,
no.
even 35. It starts actually from 45 and up. That's when it starts.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, Tammy Lee, what do you think about this varying sides of the debate, weighing yourself every day? As far as, you know, because so many people are...
And that's another debatable thing that was on the news the other day. It was on the news.
If you look at a number and that number dictates your day,
mm-hmm.
it's like if you feel like, you know what, my pants fit great and blah, 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 but now, oh, my God, I'm 10 pounds over what I thought I was, just numerically.
Controls your day.
Body weight is not body composition.
No, of course
it's body
not.
Weight.
Right. But people...
Right.
Again,
well,
it's another
that.
Education part that you have to tell people.
Right.
Yeah,
so we know that because when you jump on a scale, it's going to tell you not how fat you are.
No.
It's going to tell you what your total body weight is, which is water weight, your bones,
maybe
you had too much sodium the day before, so you have maybe 5 pounds
Water.
Of water weight. So
yeah.
I told my students I taught the day of Thanksgiving that morning, and I said, guys, do not weigh yourself tomorrow. Enjoy today. You got your workout in. Enjoy your day. Do not weigh yourself tomorrow because you will be probably 3 to 5 pounds heavier, and most of it's going to be water weight.
Yep.
Now, the flip side of that, that's where this is a gray area.
Okay.
I have a friend, and she is, I think she's 69, somewhere in there. And she's a tiny woman. She always works out. She takes care of herself. And I asked her about weighing herself, and she said, you know what? She goes, I used to be against weighing myself, and I used to say that. Don't weigh yourself. Go by how your clothes feel. And but she said, what I do now is I weigh myself once a week, and all it is a guideline.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see, see if I'm going to have
exactly
a good day or a bad day.
That's a great way
of looking
at it.
But if I got on it and it all of a sudden I was 10 pounds, it's like, wow, I really got off track. So
mm-hmm.
it's just to gauge where she's at. It's not to, oh, I need to lose weight or I need to gain weight. It's just kind of.
I do that actually. I do that once a month to myself.
Yeah.
You do weigh yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the scale's right there.
Okay.
It's right in my house.
I didn't realize
that.
Okay.
Only because, but I really do dedicate my weight to my clothes.
Okay.
If it feels the same, then I know I'm okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you don't want to overeat when you're going out to a party or on Christmas Day or whatever big meal you're going, wear your skinny jeans. No, wear your skinny jeans. Wear something tight.
No, honestly, she's right.
Wear, that's the worst thing.
All wear spandex. Or
yep.
What are those?
Don't wear,
is
no,
it
no, no, don't wear stretchy pants.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because
don't
you
wear
don't
gouge.
Pants. You don't know. You don't feel it.
Yes. Go in with it already being tight.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
that
exactly
will help.
Right.
For sure.
That definitely will help.
But, you know, the truth is we place too high a premium on, you know, look, if you're eating poorly for just one or two nights, that's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Just clean it up. And like I said, I personally don't like the word diet. It's you eat clean,
yeah.
You have one cheat day, and you just try to be sensible about what you put in your body, because the truth is, as you age, what you put in your body matters.
Well,
yes.
That's another whole show.
But that's the show.
Well, what you put in your mouth matters. What you put in your head matters.
Yeah.
What comes out of your mouth and what you say matters, mostly to you, but we know that words hurt.
Yeah.
Everything matters. And we get so wrapped up in what the external, what we see on Facebook or InstaFake, it's like, oh, why?
Because
they make it all look so, you know, why aren't I like that?
Mm-hmm.
How come, you know, my life isn't that? And
yeah.
It can really depress people. And so you've got to keep it in perspective and know that, look, we're all human. We have, there's yin and yang. There's good days, there's bad days.
Yep.
There's black and there's white. There's no one way. And what works for one doesn't always necessarily work for another. Take responsibility. Start learning what your body needs, what your mind needs, and everybody. There's only one common thread in all of society, and that's for any breathing. Like you said at the beginning of the show, whatever is breathing, whatever is a part of our existence, it is love and kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Exactly. Yeah.
So start loving yourself and being kind to yourself.
And, you know, don't create unrealistic goals. And I think that you were even saying, we're all in the same age bracket. And I remember growing up, you look at a show like Leave It to Beaver, and you look at that as like the template for a family in the world. And it's not always that. It's not always a mother and a father. It's not always you can't dictate
it's basically what media is today.
No, what
they give me everything fake. That was fake then,
but
too.
But you know what? That was the idea.
Right,
yeah.
That was fake.
50s and
it's 60s. Television.
Right.
And
it's fake.
And you come in under the water.
Fake news, damn it.
But the truth is, you don't see, if you don't see a reflection in it, that doesn't mean that you're wrong.
No.
It might mean the template is wrong. So that's what people need to see. It's like, you know what, we all are potent, we all are part of it. And if you don't see your reflection in what's out there, that doesn't mean you don't exist or you aren't, you know.
We're all made of a different
import.
Template.
That's exactly right.
Everybody's
That's
got their
exactly
own template.
Right.
Yeah.
But I love
that
the,
is
what,
so
what is the
true.
Name of that book that you're writing, Tammy Lee?
Oh, it's called, I'm calling it Ageless Through the Decades.
I love that. I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
We need that.
And it makes a lot of sense, Tammy Lee, because of what we, you know, I'm just fed up with the whole fitness thing, because it's very hard to get some, because I train 40 and up. So for me to get somebody into shape and to just understand the science of, you know, exercise and diet, it just works all the time. I don't want to hear excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. You know, I've decided, because I'm building up Design Your Fit Plans, which I think we talked about the last time. So
yes.
One of the things that I've done is I've taken my workout videos and edit them into 10, 15, or 20-minute workouts, because a lot of people are like, I don't have time.
Yeah.
Or they like this part of a DVD and they like this part of a DVD. So now you can kind of make up your own. And that's what designyourfitplans.com is about. And you can use it on your phone, your smart TV, whatever. But I also enjoy helping people in training. And I thought, you know, I want to do more online coaching and training, but I didn't want to set up that whole part of the business. And so I'm joining a group that's called figuredoutfitness.com, figuredoutfitness, and they're trainers. And I am going to be joining their group on doing some online, training. And the same as what you guys do, but it's what this is what I love doing is, one, I love collaborating with women or men or companies, it doesn't matter, that are doing good things, that that have the same
belief,
and that are real,
mm-hmm.
that
yep.
have the knowledge
exactly.
and the background as well as the business sense.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens a lot of times is if you get so busy doing a lot of different areas, then other things are going to suffer. And I realize that the two most important things to me is building up my Design Your Fit Plan posse, as well as going out and doing retreats and speaking and seminars.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to do this online training, but I didn't want to put the whole thing together. I didn't. So
you just
that's why I'm joining.
Part of it.
Yes, I want to be a part of it,
mm-hmm.
Which is I'm very excited about. So if anybody is looking with the New Year's coming up and they have different programs, so they even do competition. I'm not looking to train anybody that is looking to do competitive.
Yeah.
I've done it. I don't. It's not
it's
where I want to be.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what you do.
Your head's not there anymore.
For the 40, 50, and then
right.
in the workplace, any companies that are wanting to
have
healthy employees
right.
or bring me out and have, lectures and
sure.
and that whole bit. But, yeah, those are kind of what's coming up, what I'm doing. And then I'm on the last part of Ageless of the Decades, so I'm hoping to get that out for the new year, and that will be available, obviously, to my Design Your Fit Plans group, but also out there to the consumers. So thank you guys for your support on that.
Oh, my
always.
God, of course. That's why, I just fell in love. This is the first time I'm hearing about it, and when you first mentioned I fell in love with that because I love that. Ageless is just really, it's the most important point here.
Mm-hmm. At least what we want to achieve.
And it's not to say, like, all I'm trying to say is if you do take care of yourself, you can always look 10 to 15 years younger than what you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the look, it's also how you feel, to have
right.
that energy. Because as we get older, we know skinny fat. We see
yeah.
people who are skinny, and some people say, oh, my God, look how great they are. But they have no energy. They have
yep.
poor skin. They're not healthy from the inside out. They're just skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that you're healthy. And aging is one of those things that I don't care to have my six-pack abs anymore. I don't want it to be like, oh, here's my abs of steel, because I don't have them. I have scars on them now. They have
weight on them.
You
don't think you have them still?
Oh, they're underneath the layer of my
but they're there.
They're there.
That's my point. They're
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
But it's
not as
important as what she's trying to say.
No, exactly. It's not important.
Right.
If I've got a little roll there, then so be it. As long as I am healthy.
Exactly. I still got the roll,
After what I went through last year, which I think
Amen.
I shared with you guys, I had
yes,
a broken
yes.
ankle, I have a plate in there, and then I had uterus cancer.
Yeah.
I am cancer-free. Yes. Don't, all is good.
God bless. Thank God. Knocking wood.
Those are
good.
Things that get your attention and go, I am so much more than this body.
Mm-hmm.
I want a healthy body inside mm-hmm. out. Not necessarily. I don't want you to look at me on the outside and go, wow, you've got such this you know, perfect body, I want that body, because that's not what it is now. I want somebody, as they say, when you leave this earth, people don't remember what it is that you did. They remember
right.
how you made them feel.
Make you feel.
Right.
That's exactly
mm-hmm.
right.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And I want somebody to feel like, wow, Tammy Lee really took the time with me. She was personable. She
yeah.
taught me something that I'll mm-hmm. never forget.
You definitely will. You have, and I'm sure you will touch more people in your life.
And, you know, the truth is, if anybody was to say a eulogy about me, I don't think they'd say, she had a great couch. Nobody's going to say that, oh, she had a BMW. They're going to remember, again,
no.
by how I right. interacted with them, how I made them feel, and just their time with me. And
right.
that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really all that matters.
Yes, it sure is.
It takes a while to get to know that, but, you know, that
it takes age. You know, they always say youth is wasted on the young.
You know what?
Because you're so...
Yeah.
And if one of my aunts, may their soul rest in peace, said this to me when I was a kid, I'd be rolling my eyes.
Yeah, because you don't have the brain capacity to understand
it. That's your at that age. That's your
it's
job
all
at that
experience.
Age.
Experience. It's just, you know, sometimes the experience is good and sometimes it's bad. But, you know, in between, we all learn a lot.
Any experience
yeah.
is good, even if it's bad.
Right.
It's good because
right.
you
yeah.
learn from it.
You learn from
yeah,
it. I'm just
learn,
saying,
yeah.
whether good or bad,
okay,
you learn.
Okay, I'm not
going to
do
learn.
That one again.
No.
Yeah.
So, Tammy Lee, before
yeah.
you leave, give us a shout-out. I want you to mention that book again because that's where my head is there. And everything else you're doing, just
yeah,
give,
I would
give
love
a
to read
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So, yeah, I'm finishing up an e-book that is called Ageless Through the Decades. And it covers 40s, 50s, 60s, and plus.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm working on trying to get that out for the new year. I'm also joining figuredoutfitness.com, which is a online training platform.
So that's
platform.
The site
so,
you were just telling us about.
Okay.
That's the site, uh-huh.
I'm gonna,
and,
can't wait to see it.
Jennifer heads that up, and she and I have a lot of the same philosophies about fitness, and so I'm happy to join that team. And then, of course, Design Your Fit Plans. You
yep.
can go to designyourfitplans.com and sign up, and you can – it's a subscription, but you can stop at any time. But what I do is I upload new workouts every month as well as a workout calendar. And I've included some of my friends that – because I don't necessarily teach yoga, but
yeah.
I have a friend that does yin yoga and meditation.
Oh.
Her name's Annie Eustace. And so I just try and bring new things, new workouts on Designing Your Fit Plans. And it, next year, when it comes to this is my New Year's resolution, it really is about look at it as what habits do I want to change? Because
yeah.
everything is a habit. And if you're doing something that has gotten you overweight, what is that habit?
Mm-hmm.
Let's change the habit. Not say, I'm going to lose 20 pounds next year. That's my New Year's resolution. What is the habit that you're doing? Maybe it's just eating a gallon of ice cream every month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every day. Then
mm-hmm.
let's change that habit. Swap it for something else. Because you're eating it really for emotions.
Mm.
It's an emotional thing. You got to tap in on that. But, yeah, you guys, thank you so much for, A, what you do, for sharing, and being just you. I love that you guys are just real and raw, so thank
you.
Yeah. Yes. And happy holidays to you, darling.
Yes, happy holidays.
You know
happy
like
holidays
to
you too, girl.
Yeah, when your book comes out, we would love to have you back.
I love that. My God,
yeah.
Of course.
Okay. And anybody that wants to reach out to me, you can on my Facebook page. I do have like three of them, but the one that is really fitness will be Tammy Lee Webb Fitness, or you can put in Buns of Steel. That's the one. And then, of course, if you're with Design Your Fit Plans, we have a private group. That is Design Your Fit Plan Posse. So go there. Okay?
We could put this all on our page tomorrow, so that's
yes.
fine. Perfect. Tammy Lee, we love you.
Thank
you
so much.
Love you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Happy
Hanukkah.
Holidays.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. The voice of authority.
Yeah.
Tammy Lee Webb. And you know what? Such sensible advice. You know, the thing is, you could get a lot
She's
of...
She's real. She's real.
But you know what? You get a lot of fitness celebrities, fitness legends that come on and
you know what?
They speak a language most people don't understand. And she actually speaks to every man and woman. And I think that's
she
most
cares about every man and woman.
And I like that book.
Yeah.
Elite. When she said that to me, I looked at the screen. It's like, oh my God, I love that. Because it's crucial to now. Don't you think it is?
I've been debating about this the whole time. But I hope people listen to what people say. You know,
there was one part of me that thinks you have to just... There were so many things that we resisted as kids that you have to live through. And I remember my mother always said, when you're a parent, you're going to know. And you have to, even if you're not a parent, you have to go through the process to get what the person is saying. Because you could tell me one thing, but if I'm not walking in your shoes, I don't know what the hell you're telling me.
Right.
And that's really it.
Well, you have to really seek the truth in what you're looking for.
And you know what? The whole thing is everybody's truth is different.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Because you don't see your reflection in everything, you know?
You know, this whole thing could be so debatable because there's so many ways of looking at it, you know?
But, you know, I think what's great is the fact that, you know, you just have to treat your body better. You know, be kind. Think about, you know, again, when we're 20, we're not thinking about long, we're not thinking about my liver count. When you're 20,
well,
it's just like you're
going to...
That's
where it comes from. We
are
our worst enemy.
Yeah.
When we're down, I know when I'm down, I can't eat. But a lot of people
I can't either.
Are down. What's the first thing they do?
Yeah.
Well,
eat.
That's, you know... So they are torturing themselves because they're down and they don't feel good.
But now here's the thing. Human beings always look for the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's food, whether it's drug of choice, whether it's drink, it doesn't matter.
But that's
you
not a good thing, what we're looking
it's
for.
Never. But you look for something to make you feel better.
Worse.
Now, food is the more innocuous choice.
Right.
It's like
you have
think,
to eat
well,
to
you
live.
Know what, it's okay. It's not, I'm not doing anything
right.
heavy. But long term, if that's your pattern, it's
you
going
look
to
it.
Be a problem. And you know what, looking it is the lesser of everything. It's your organs are going to suffer from it.
Well,
your
organs are suffering.
Well, you know, the whole thing is, I think that's the last frame of it. You know, as your organs are suffering, you start looking it. So it's already too late. You know
but
what
if
I'm
you're
saying.
Looking at it, your organs
you know
are
something?
Suffering.
Now, wait a second. I want you to look at the sound effects because I'm going to say something right now that's potent and you better receive it well. Do you remember when Billy Crystal was on Saturday Night Live?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he played...
You Look Marvelous?
You Look Marvelous.
I remember.
And remember, it is better to look good than to feel
good.
Now think about what that was saying. You could look like Marilyn Monroe, but if you felt like you couldn't even get out of bed, that didn't matter.
No,
because
as long as you look good.
And I think that's what... You know, Saturday Night Live and its brilliance, and Lorne Michaels and everybody is brilliant because they reflect what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And in that period, it was kind of like still Studio 54. It's better to look good than to feel good. And think about what that's saying. Would you rather look like
that's,
Marilyn Monroe and can't
actually
get any
happy the time we're in because everything looks so fake.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Elise Ziegelman. Do you really think we've moved far past that? Because I don't think so.
No, I think we've gone worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is so... How many people I see every day? You know, I go to the... I go work out to the gym and every morning. They're wearing hair extensions, fake tan, fake color.
That's Elise.
Fake.
I don't care.
Boom.
That, you know what?
But I'm just saying, what is real anymore?
Look. I don't care about people that have Botox face. I don't care about that. But if you're treating your body well, good.
But
you
how is that treating
that.
Your body well?
Look, the bottom line is, I don't. Just because I wouldn't elect to have surgery That doesn't mean you don't have a right to. But what I do have to say is you have to treat your body well because it's one per customer, and this is it. Mm. And whether or not you don't have laugh lines, you're probably going to die the same way.
Yeah, but you understand, people even with addiction, they don't feel that way. It's not about that. It's something different. It's just everybody has a different
look. Everybody has some sort of addiction.
Yes.
And this is why I say to people that say, well, you know what, I went off my diet, and now it doesn't matter anymore. That's the same analogy as if I said, well, you know what, I was driving, and I had one flat, so I'm going to puncture the rest of my tires.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. Just
no.
because you had a setback doesn't mean, okay, the next day you can
right.
do what you have to do.
Well, us human beings treat our bodies that way.
But the thing is, it's a lot of people look at it as, well, I ruined it. So now, just because
sabotage it more.
That's exactly right.
I totally get it.
And that's what we have to. And look, the truth is, there are many people out there that have many different addictions, and the basis of any NAAA, any type of supportive group is based on. Is tomorrow is another day.
Mm-hmm.
Just because something didn't go well today doesn't mean that you can't have a clean slate and a go at it tomorrow. And I think that's what we have to realize.
Yeah.
If you're out there and you're going to an office party and you ate a little bit more, so what?
Don't let
tomorrow's
yesterday's
the next day. Tomorrow, you could.
Don't let yesterday's mistakes make up for today.
And that's exactly it. And you know, again, this is a time of year that's hard for a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays, if you're alone, if you don't have family, whatever it is.
You know what? Everybody's sad around the holidays for some reason. Even
well,
if you have too much family or everybody's happy, there's some
it could
sad
be,
person
it could
in there.
It could be anxiety.
Nobody's perfect.
Okay, Elite Siegelman. But what I'm trying
trust
to say.
Me.
The world according to Elite.
Yes.
Oh, God help us. There's not enough scotch
uh-huh.
in the world
that's
dictating those philosophies. Thank you. Yeah, they know what I'm saying.
Yep. No, they're agreeing with me.
No, they're agreeing with me.
No, I pressed the button.
No,
so
they're agreeing with me. Trust me. They're agreeing with
they're
me.
Agreeing
they
with
don't,
me.
They don't walk in my shoes. They're agreeing with me. But the truth is, this is a time of year where people put a lot of pressure on themselves as far as even New Year's resolutions. People want
that's
to create.
Work.
Well, you know, people want to create.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Right.
It's the end of the year.
What's your New Year's resolution? Oh, I don't know yet. What's yours?
But that's the whole thing.
Oh, come on.
You think
it's,
that.
It's just everything's played out.
But the whole thing is you need a calendar marking for, okay, I'm going to make a change. Make
yeah.
a change anyway.
Yeah, tomorrow's
any
a
day,
new day.
Any day that
even
you do
6
it.
O'clock tonight could be a new day for
but
you.
But it could be.
Yes.
I
that's
think
what
so.
I'm saying.
Just do it. Just, it's all about you and where you feel comfortable, and you don't have to announce
it's
it.
It's all about you and self. That's it. There's nobody
and
else
you know
there.
What? Let me explain something to you, Elite Siegelman. I love social media,
mm-hmm.
but it's people that have to put something on social media to announce something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why do you have to do it? Why do you need people clapping for you or likes
it
to
depends
feel
on what they're announcing. It could be something
okay.
important.
Yeah.
Or it could be a family thing. It could be something, but not about, you're going to get mad if somebody does it all the time.
Of course.
Not this one time.
But what I'm trying to say is, if you're doing something that really has deep roots,
mm-hmm.
why do you need people to applaud you? That's always my thing about
well,
social media.
Yeah, but everybody puts things on
yeah,
social media.
But that's what I'm
it's
saying.
Just the way it is.
This is why.
Yeah, forget about it.
But what I'm trying to say is
time now.
You have to be okay with yourself
mm-hmm.
and not
to do that.
What I'm trying
to do that
and not have your ego fanned by social media because just because you're not getting Facebook likes doesn't mean you're not potent.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
That's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's not what
that
I'm
need,
saying.
That need the
no, it's somebody just being acknowledgeable in your social means. That's what I'm trying to say. Not to be ignored. We're friends, but are we friends? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Keep.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
But let me tell you
yes,
something.
You do.
I know what I'm talking about when I talk about Belcourt. Belcor, do you want a body buffer that can cross the lines of cellulite appearance reduction and recovery for any type of soft tissue injury? Belcor is something that has just been put back on the shelves, Elite Ziegler.
And I heard they're flying.
They're
off.
Flying.
Right?
Are they flying? Off the shelf. That's the sun. Cover your eyes. Go ahead. They're flying off the shelves. You, go ahead. You have to cover your eyes, your ears, any orifice. That is, okay, that's enough. That's enough. Anything that's delicate, you have to cover it because Belcor is a coming. Let me explain to you what it does. It's got vibration. It does deep myofascial release. This
Didn't
what...
I say that last time? You said, no, it doesn't.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you could say myofascial release.
Myofascial
said,
release.
Did you? Oh, you didn't say
I
it good
did, and
time.
You said, no, I don't think so.
You, if you said it the way you said it this time,
oh,
I'm going to say, I'm still going to say no. I'm still going to say no. But it does. It creates recovery time. It's wonderful for post-marathoners, pre-marathoners, and the weekend warrior, and dancers and athletes who need... Look, you can't go to massage therapists all the time. And it actually becomes a little bit more costly.
Because Laura's tired.
But I'm not mentioning anything about me. Well, physical advantage.
Laura's
no
done forever.
No one say no, never be done
no.
But this is something that you could get somebody that you love for, or yourself. Belcor.com. Nancy Donahue, who is a roundtable
yeah,
regular,
she's one of our, like,
is actually one of the producers and partners of Belcor.com, and it really works. It really honestly works. So this might be a nice little holiday
definitely
stocking stuffer.
Great time of year for it.
What better than the gift of health? Belcor.com, and Nancy Dunhill will be on the show with us next week, and you'll be able to hear her live and in person. And Belcor.com. Another thing that we have, another sponsor we want to shout out is Topperson.
Oh, our favorite.
They love us, we love them, Bruises love them more. Topperson.com, they're having buy one, get one, BOGO.
Ooh.
BOGO, buy one, get one free. Anything. Baskets, packages, they have foot formula. They have their regular formula. They have their sports cream. They have their burn cream for people that burn themselves on Thanksgiving and are still like, oh, crap, why is it still there? Go ahead. That's exactly what you want to do. You're saying, go and buy this so you don't have to look at that and make noise and make everybody annoyed, like Elise Siegelman, who's always complaining about everything.
That's only in her head.
Topperson.com. Go on their website, topperson.com, and you could call them and you could actually mention to them. I'm trying to not be distracted. She keeps laughing. Mention she's raising the bar, and I think you get a 20% off anything that you buy during the holidays. And you know what? There is no better gift than, okay, and the Elite, there's no better gift for me than to have your hands in casts. There's no better gifts than me. So that's what our show is about today. Topperson, Belcor, Tammy Lee Webb, we love you all, and all the information is going to be on our website tomorrow. And special show this was, and this is something that we need to keep in mind for the holidays. Keep it real. Remember, nobody's judging you. It's not the worst thing in the world if you overeat.
Just love yourself.
Love yourself and feel good about yourself. And tomorrow, you know, gone is the wind. Tomorrow is another day, as Scarlett Harris said it. Tomorrow is another day. And that's what the 12-step credo was built on. Tomorrow is another day. So if you screw up today, it's okay. Sundown tomorrow. And that's what we
It's do. Another day.
it's another day. And you know something, Lee? I've grown to hate you. I've really grown to hate you and everything you stand for. But in saying that, this is for you. Hang on one second. This is for you. Hang on, Lee. Wait, I want to make sure. Wait, hang on. Before you get crazy. Here we go. So this is not it.